ABC Radio Australia.
The United States has dramatically expanded the area it's considering opening up for seabed mining in one of its Pacific territories. The area under consideration in the Northern Mariana Islands has now doubled to 69 million acres. As Lucy Cooper reports, the expansion is a blow to local opponents of seabed mining.
The Trump administration is racing to kickstart an American deep sea mining industry, and the United States Pacific Territories are on the front line. Sheila Babauta, a former congresswoman for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, says the move faces broad opposition in the region.
It is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. It not only has eroded trust in this political relationship with the United States, but it has really dampened spirits of many members of our community who have put in so much of their time and energy thinking that we would make a difference in the process at this initial stage.
Ms. Babauta is now the chair of Friends of the Mariana Trench, a grassroots non-profit organization. She isn't impressed with the decision to double the expansion area.
Honestly, I rolled my eyes because this process is so flawed. It has caused so much anxiety amongst our community members.
In November, the United States Bureau of Ocean Energy Management issued a request for information, a process which indicated its interest in leasing marine minerals in the CNMI, essentially allowing commercial seabed mining to proceed. BOEM received more than 65,000 submissions and found 326 of these to be substantive. The Bureau then expanded the area recommended for environmental analysis based on the submissions after receiving indications of interest for areas to the west of the Northern Marianas. Sheila Babauta says locals are completely in the dark.
They have hosted zero community meetings or public hearings, and to make a statement saying that this is just part of the process and may not have an impact on deep sea mining and the potential leases, a statement we don't trust. We don't trust this agency and we don't trust this process. By expanding the area of interest, they are opening a wider door to this extractive industry, now closer to our islands, closer to our homeland. It's really frustrating, to say the least, and I think many feel angry.
Angelo Villagomez is a senior fellow for Indigenous-led conservation at the Centre for American Progress. He says his initial reaction to the announcement was one of extreme annoyance.
The Trump administration does not have a lot of support there. This is wildly unpopular. And a rational person would look at how this turned out and would probably think that it would be more appropriate to shrink the area that would be opened to deep sea mining. But they did just the opposite of that.
Right now, China dominates global critical mineral supply chains, but Trump believes his push into seabed mining can change that. Deep sea mining collects polymetallic nodules, which are rock-like lumps filled with critical minerals such as nickel, copper, cobalt, and manganese.
This is just another example of the Trump administration putting corporations and wealthy people ahead of the American people. One of the prime activities of this government has been to sell off America's natural resources to corporations. They are trying to lease offshore areas for oil drilling off the coast of Florida, Texas, and California. There's talks of selling public lands. And this deep sea mining, drill baby drill, this is mine baby mine.
So what happens next? Well, according to BOEM's website, there are six steps. 1, publish a request for information and interest. 2, identification of areas which is based on the interest received during the RFI. 3, environmental analysis, which is currently underway. 4, proposed leasing notice. 5, a leasing notice. And 6, competitive lease sale. So BOEM will evaluate bids and may award leases. The ABC understands expanding the area identification allows BOEM to consider these areas in its environmental analysis. The area identification itself is not a decision to lease and does not prejudice whether or how the Department of the Interior may proceed with a potential lease sale. Angelo Villagomez hopes deep sea mining won't commence in the waters of US territories.
I've not seen this level of opposition to something in my lifetime. And it's also really interesting the amount of cooperation that's happening between the two territories. You know, this administration has shown that it will do things that defy logic, shall we say, but it has backed away from some of its most unpopular actions. And so one of the best things that we can do from the islands is just show how unpopular this is. And if we can't fight him in the court of public opinion, we will fight them in the courts because they are bound to break the law.
For Sheila Babauta, it's going to be an uphill battle.
Right now, it definitely feels like a fight between David and Goliath. We are not giving up. We are moving forward with ways we can strategize, ways we can gather our allies locally and internationally to raise our voices and stop this extraction of our homelands.
Sheila Babauta, a former congresswoman for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands and chair of Friends of the Mariana Trench, ending that story from Lucy Cooper. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management declined the ABC's request for an interview.